When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Absolutely, unequivocally, yes is the answer. Now, here is the host of The Long Bearded Guy, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, Gordon D. Melville.
Hey everybody, welcome. Red Fridays, you're with The Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville on Inspired Choices Network. Thank you for being here. Welcome. Thank you for being here, Crystal. Love you. Big hugs. Thank you for listening. Thank you to all the people that I know are listening that are in their cars or other places that I know tune in. I really appreciate you being here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that. If you don't have your journal, if you're driving, obviously you won't be able to write and drive at the same time, but come back later. But for those of you that can, grab your journal, grab something to write with, and let's get going. I wanna talk lots about. We got lots to talk to cover today. I wanna make a point. If you're looking for somebody to polish a trophy, I'm not your guy. If you're looking for somebody to punch you in the throat in a nice way and encourage you and lift you up and say, hey, you know what? Rattle your cage and go, let's go. What are you doing? Wake up, wake up, wake up. I'm your guy. If you're looking to be challenged to move forward, I'm your guy. Intentional growth. If that's what you want, intentional growth, and to be challenged for that, I'm your guy. So what we're talking about today is part two of emotional intelligence. We need to care. So 2 weeks ago, we talked about emotional intelligence. Who cares? Now we want to talk about emotional intelligence. We need to care. And I don't know how many parts this series is going to be. I could do 52 episodes of this topic, emotional intelligence, and never even scratch the surface of what there is to talk about. But I want to do some deep dives into emotional intelligence. They refer to me as the king of EQ, emotional quotient, emotional intelligence, right? Why? Because we're trying to connect that. We're trying to make sure we have, because your EQ, your emotional intelligence is at least as important or more important than your IQ, because people don't care what you know until they know how much you care. So we want to make sure, hey, we need to connect, right? There's lots of smart people on the planet. There's lots of people with lots of knowledge, but it's difficult. And we've lost, and COVID really, really messed us up in some of those ways, to be able to connect on an emotional level. And guys typically and traditionally haven't shown. We were taught not to let that out. Don't show anybody your emotion. So we weren't taught how to deal with some of those things, how to deal with regular emotional stuff that happens day to day to day. We didn't deal with. And so we hold that inside ourselves and we push it down and it makes us sick. Or we put it in a box and we put it on a shelf because we don't want to deal with it. We're told not to deal with it. Don't look weak. Don't cry. The problem is we still have residual pain from that. So from those emotions. And so what do we do with that? We're trying to dull the pain. Well, now I gambling, smoking, drugs, porn, whatever it is. The point is now I have a vice on top of the problem because it didn't take the problem away. And those vices now cause me even more issue and they hurt me and they hurt the people around me. So trying to make sure, hey, you know what? Let's just, it's not outside the box thinking. It's burn the box, eradicate the box. There's no box. Just learn ways. And then that's my whole stuff is around teaching tools and strategies to be able to deal with the regular emotions we all feel every day, but don't know what to do with. Especially my heart's for entrepreneurial men. And my mission is to have a meaningful, and you've heard this before, but my mission is to have a meaningful connection with more than 10 million men globally in the next 24 months with that message of hope that says there are positive ways to deal with those emotions. But we have to intentionally plug into that. So, by the way, excited to find us wherever you're looking and hooking us up. The reach, we're trying to get even bigger, right? We're trying to have not just the reach be big, but the engagement be there. So people reaching out and saying, and I appreciate the thousands of people that have reached out, likes, loves, shares, comments, whatnot, subscribe. If you're not subscribed to Inspired Choices Network, you want to do that. And we have a really, really, really cool new thing. Brand new thing, our TV website. So if you go to inspiredchoicesnetwork.tv, you can watch all the hosts. You can watch my stuff. You can watch all the hosts, watch them on TV. And we can share that link. inspiredchoicesnetwork.tv. Doesn't get much simpler than that, but we're so excited that that's there. So we're on all the different bits and pieces. You go find us on Apple TV, Google TV, find us on Amazon Fire TV, LG and Samsung Smart TV, wherever you watch, right? Roku, iHeartRadio, wherever you watch, Spotify, wherever you watch or listen to your stuff, go there and find us. Subscribe, like, love. That helps the algorithms. And it gets it out. It pushes it out even farther. YouTube, we're on. Find us wherever you were and like it, subscribe, share it as far as you can. If you got guys in your life or people in your life that need to hear this, please, please share it with them. Please. One of the things I wrote on my sheet for today was B, show others you give a shit by showing up 100% authentically as you for them. You're doing them, you're showing up. A lot of times we don't know what to say. Oh, Gord, I don't know what to say. I don't like going to funerals, or I don't like to go into visitation because I don't know what to say. There's nothing we can say. And lots of times whether it's a funeral or otherwise, lots of times people aren't looking for their people around them to have the answers or to say anything. What they're looking for is for people to be there for them, so they know they're not alone. And people say to me all the time, so in my piece here, my segment number one, people go, oh, Cord, I don't have time. I don't have time. I don't have time to do emotional intelligence. I don't care about other people. I don't have time to even increase my own emotional intelligence. I don't have time. Bullshit. Sorry. The point is, that's crap. Why? Well, as soon as someone says, and you've heard me say it, when someone says, Gord, I don't have time, I'm like, what I heard was, with all due respect, what I'm hearing is you don't want to. What you're saying is, I don't want to, because if you wanted to, the things we really want to do, we find time for, we make time for, and even whether it's good or not good for us, right? Some people are still smoking, and that's fine. That's a life choice they make. The point is, in Canada, where it's minus 20, it's freezing rain today, there will be people at work that go out and stand in the freezing rain to do something to themselves that's hurting themselves. But they've made the time because it's important to them. If it's important to you, you'll do it. If it's important to you to show up authentically as you and to increase your emotional intelligence, you will. You'll make the time to do it. If self-care is important, you'll make the time to do it. It won't be a, hey, I don't have time. No. You'll find the time. You will make the time in your day to get it done. And I want to encourage you, those priorities, what's the priority? What is the priority? If the priority is to give a crap about the people around us and support them the way we want to and the way they need to, we need to be able to have that as a priority. And all priorities aren't at the same weight. Right? Some priorities we go, hey, you know what? This is more important than that. They're all priorities, but this one is, and it's rated heavier. It's more important somehow. It's more important. It carries more weight. And so we make sure we get it done. But if we don't make them priorities for ourselves, and again, we were talking with the producer just before the show, it's not about self-care instead of other people. Look after myself and do self-care as well as it's so that I can show up the way I was intended, the way I want to for the people around me, for the way they need me to do. We talk about, we've all heard people say, you can't pour from an empty cup, right? If our life is an empty cup and we fill it up with stuff and then we pour out into other people, right? We can't pour from an empty cup, and people pour and pour and pour and pour and pour. And then they're depleted. Why are they pouring out of the cup? Why are we pouring out of the cup? Don't pour out of your cup. Never pour out of the cup. Keep pouring good things in the top. Keep putting personal development and good stuff and books and seminars and podcasts like this. Keep filling good stuff in the top. Why? Because eventually it's full. But if you keep pouring good stuff into your life, what's going to happen? It's going to overflow. And the overflow is what's going into other people's lives. That's what you're giving them. That way you're never depleted. You're always at 100%. awareness. We're going to talk about a lot next week. But being able to pour, not pour from your cup. Do not pour from your cup. Pour into your cup. Pour into your life as much good stuff as you can. The weirdest thing happens. If you think about it in terms of if this is our lives, and it was clear you could see it, could see through it, and it's full of clean water, and then life happens to us, right? It's not about what happens to us, right? That's 10%, because good and bad happens to everybody. It's about what I do with that, how I respond to that 10%. The 90% is how I respond to the 10% of what happens. So if I take a spoon and this is clear water, right? This is my life, clear water. And I take a spoon and I pick up some dirt with it, some soil, and I drop it in the cup. And that represents the shit in my life, the crap and the challenges and things that happen. A lot of times we spend a lot of time and money trying to get that stuff out of. We spend lots of time trying to get all that dirt back out of the cup. And it causes lots of challenge. It slows us down or stops us in some cases. The point is, stop trying to do it that way. The crap's coming into your life anyway. And there's a purpose for it, because we don't learn in a comfort zone. We learn outside our comfort zone. We learn from the challenges that happen to us. So that they hold the nutrients we need to intentionally grow. So instead of trying to scoop it out, spending, just keep pouring good stuff in. Keep pouring good stuff in. What happens to the cup? Well, as it overflows, and initially there's some crap that comes out, right? That may be pouring into other people. So be aware and careful of that. But as you pour good stuff in and pour good stuff in and pour good stuff in, eventually you've got more and more and more clean water. It makes a less difference. The challenges then make less difference to your overall life and the quality of your life, because you're always putting good stuff in. I challenge you. Going through the fire of life, there's a purpose for that. It's to be forged. We're being forged and toughened and taught and equipped to be able to help other people get through what we're getting through. Right. And you never know, never, ever, ever, ever stop. Never, ever quit. Why? Because you have no idea who's being inspired by your journey. Who's paying attention and watching you? Your kids, other friends. There's people that are being challenged by you moving forward, by your persistence. And they look at it and go, how do you keep pushing forward? How do you keep, you're getting hit over and over and over. You just keep pushing forward. How do you do that? With a smile, and it doesn't mean there aren't downtimes. It doesn't mean we don't cry. It doesn't mean we don't connect to those emotions. It does mean we just never give up. Never give up. We just stay, get hit, get back up. I only have to get back up once more than I get knocked down. Once more. And I'm golden. I need to take a quick break, but one last thing before I do a quick couple quick shout outs. Make the time. I'm going to challenge you, make the time. We are losing good people tragically because we don't have or haven't equipped ourselves or others around us to see and have what is needed. People are choosing suicide over asking for help because we don't have an EQ or an emotional intelligence at a high enough level and an awareness to be able to help them and be there for them. And that's tragic. We're losing some amazing people because they don't know where to go and they don't see any other way out. I'm talking to myself as much as I'm talking to you. Being there, intentionally increasing our emotional intelligence will save lives. And we all need to do that. Shout outs. Two real quick. Two of my founding members, sponsor partners, Jose Escobar, my brother, that's the founder and CEO of the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf. Check out the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf to learn more about the morning and evening routine mastery program that's changing people's lives. You can get it in book form right there. Winning the Day is that course. If you want to read it, but most people you get the book for sure. But most people need to be able to help applying that. So this program will help you install systems on the bookends of your day to maximize your morning and evening routine. If you're not doing something as a routine in the morning and the evening, you're not maximizing your life. I challenge you to do that. Set up your free strategy session with Jose Escobar today, and you can reach him at theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. The other one I want to point out today, and so excited she has her own show on this network now, is Kat Schwarz. Her and a partner Kat is the owner and founder of Compassionate Healing Services, but she's got her own show on Inspired Choices Network. Go find her. Incredible. My sponsor, Kat Schwarz, is the founder and CEO of a groundbreaking company called Compassionate Healing Services and offers a completely unique approach to treating physical and mental health challenges. Check her out on Instagram at Compassionate Healing Services or email her at info@compassionatehealingservices.com and find her look out for her show. It landed this week. I think it was Wednesday or Thursday. I think it was Wednesday. Anyway, the point is go find it. It's awesome. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Do not forget to pause and breathe. Pause. So while we take this break, pause and breathe. Pause and breathe. That'll ground you. It'll give you a second to sort of percolate with the information we've already talked about today, the ideas we have. But pause and breathe through this break. You're with the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville. The Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. You're with the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. And today we're talking about emotional intelligence. We need to care. Why? We need to care because we're losing people. But that takes courage. But there's no courage without vulnerability. I'm going to say that again. There is no courage without vulnerability, which is part of the challenge. Especially as guys, we don't want to be vulnerable. We don't want to look weak. We don't want transparency because people will know that maybe I have struggles. And that hurts our ego. But there's no courage without vulnerability. I have to put myself out there. We have to put ourselves out there so that people can. Could we get hurt? Sure. Absolutely. But what that does is and we can build for ourselves some caveats to that. And what I mean by that is if we establish healthy boundaries with the people around us, then we can be vulnerable inside that boundary with those boundaries. But I can't there's no courage without that. I have to have. And life will shrink our lives shrink or expand according to our level of courage, which doesn't show up without vulnerability. Are we connecting the dots? All of those things start in our mind. It starts in our mindset. It starts in the way we think and what we think about, how we think about it. We have to find a way to step into it. So is being vulnerable, is that for most of us, and whether you're male or female or whatever your gender, doesn't matter. What I'm saying is, do we all battle with being vulnerable with people around us? Do we all, tell me in the chat, yes, no. Do we have fear and anxiety and stress sometimes about being vulnerable with people around us? And justifiably, for a lot of us, there's been, people have hurt us in the past, right? People, thank you for putting that in the chat. I appreciate that. We all have, right? We've all experienced that, and it makes us shy to do it again. It makes us gun shy to step out and go, you know what? I'm going to open my heart again. I'm going to put myself out there again. We don't want to sometimes, but that's the only way we let people in. And if we do it with boundaries, we can keep some of that hurt away. Are we still going to get hurt? Yes. You're still going to do it? I am, yes. Why? Because that priority of being vulnerable is important to me. I cherish it in other people. I cherish that. I look for that because it's something that if they can be open and transparent and vulnerable with me, they're showing me their heart. And I do the same thing back. That builds a connective. We're all connected anyway. Yes? We're all connected. So by being transparent and vulnerable with boundaries, and some of us struggle to do that. Some of us struggle to set boundaries with people, right? Or we struggle to set boundaries sometimes because we've already let the horse out of the barn. What I mean is, we've already taught people around us how to treat us by the things we allow them to do to us. We've already taught them how to do that. So now all of a sudden putting a boundary in, they're like, wait, why? It's always been okay before. Why is it not okay now? Well, I'm learning and expanding and growing. I'm always expanding and growing, intentionally growing. But I have to be able to put myself out there. I have to be comfortable being uncomfortable. I have to put myself out there and go, you know what? Am I going to get snipped, or am I going to get slapped? Am I going to get hurt? Yes. The weird part is that's going to happen anyway. If I keep it all inside, it's still going to happen anyway. People are still going to yip at me and want to engage and be nasty to me and hurt me. They're going to do that anyway. They're going to want to do that anyway. Some people are still going to do that. I don't want to live where I have to shield my heart and put armor on my heart. I want people to see my heart. I want people to feel my heart. I've been accused of wearing my heart on my sleeve. Well, now I've got a tattoo of a heart on my wrist. That's a little different. But the point is, but putting yourself out there, being willing to put, it takes courage to put yourself out there. That gets built. That courage gets built. And where's that coming from? Coming from our mind, but it's coming from a choice. Whether we like it or not, whether we want to agree with that or not, whether we want to acknowledge it or not, we all are where we are in our life because of the choices and decisions we've made. And people push back and go, no, it was my ex, or it was this horrible boss, or it was this, my parents, or it was, are you over 21? Yes. You're an adult? Yes. Great. Adult, grow up. It's not on them anymore. It's not on them anymore. It's on us. It's on me. I have to own that stuff. But now it's on me to change it. If I don't want to, Jim Rohn used to say, you're not a tree. If you don't like where you are, move. If you don't like what's going on in your life, grow, find it, go after it. If that's really what you want, go after it. Push, grow. Have the courage and the personal integrity to step out and put yourself in a space that will intentionally grow you. Is that hard? Yes, but you think of a seed. We talk a lot, you've heard me talk lots about seed, but it's in a shell, whether it's an acorn with the shell on the outside and a little hat on top, or it's a, like a, you think pumpkin seed, or but seeds have a shell. How does it grow though? How does it become an oak tree? How does it become a rose bush? How does it become a pumpkin patch? Whatever it is, it doesn't matter what it is. The point is, how does it get out of that shell? Oh, that's right. It has to break out. It destroys the shell. That life is it. That new life that's pushing out of that shell, that growth is hard. It's painful. It's destructive. It's not easy. It had to be planted in the dirt. It had to be buried so that it can. Why? Because the nutrients are there. The challenges, and you've heard me say that before, but the challenges we face in our life are the dirt we need. Why? Because it holds the nutrients to grow. Stop pushing back on all of that. Stop pushing back on the challenges that we face. Don't create new ones. I'm not saying create a bunch of new ones for yourself. But if you're intentionally growing and growing and growing and growing, constantly intentionally growing, you're running into new challenges all the time, right? Well, at a different level. Why? Because that's what happens with life. That's how growth works. If you don't have any challenges in your life, you're not pushing hard enough. And if that's okay with you, then great. No problem. But if you want more and you want to grow, you have to. What got you here and provided that challenge will not solve the challenge and push you forward. You have to do something different. And whether that means you're reading, you're watching a podcast like this, or TV like, or radio like this, or you're getting a coach. If you don't have a coach, a challenge, you get a coach. Oh, I don't know. No, we all have blind spots. And I don't care how rich you are. I don't care how accomplished you are. I don't care how many degrees and letters are behind your name. We all have blind spots. We can be amazing in one area or two areas or three areas. There's 8 to 10 areas of our life. We all need help. Get a coach, go find somebody that can help you, that you resonate with, that can put you in a space and walk you through the bits and pieces. There are lots of them out there, including the one you're listening to now, but there's lots of them out there. Find somebody that you resonate with. There is no courage without vulnerability. We need to have healthy boundaries so that it restricts the amount of hurt that comes, but there's going to be. I'm telling you, do it anyway. I'm not telling you it's easy. I'm telling you it's worth it. Intentional growth isn't easy, but it's worth it. I have to take another quick break. Unbelievable. Time just goes. I can't believe how fast it goes. All right. So quick. My good brother, Jose Escobar, is the founder and CEO of the Entrepreneur's Book Club, but check out the Connected Leaders Academy membership to take your business to the next level, and it's growing by leaps and bounds. I think I saw yesterday, I think it was yesterday, in the last 2 days, there's been like eight new entrepreneurs join the group. It's now in 14 countries. If you're an entrepreneur with a history of success and you can fit your ego into a room, reach out to me. Because if you want to run to another level, and I don't care how high level you're at now, you're a millionaire, you're a billionaire, we have them in the group. So you know what? If you want to grow and you want to get better, you reach out. This is the perfect tribe to learn, grow, and connect like never before. The Connected Leaders Academy tribe brings together some of the highest level entrepreneurs from all over the world. Set up a virtual coffee with Jose Escobar today. And again, you can reach him at theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. And again, Kat Schwarz. Her show is called Even We Know That, is Kat and Latoya, and it's Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune into that. But if you email her info@compassionatehealingservices.com and mention you heard this from the Long Bearded Guy, you'll receive 20% off one service. That's $100 savings off Kat's most unique offering, spiritual private investigation services, and Kat will use her skills as an evidential medium to reconnect you to with a loved one who's crossed over and provide proof of their continued presence in your life. Email her at info@compassionatehealingservices.com. There's no energy created or destroyed. That means when people pass on, when they transition over to another state, their energy isn't gone. It wasn't created. It's not gone. It's still here. So reach out to Kat. She's an incredible human being. Jose is an amazing guy. Reach out to them. They're wonderful sponsors. I appreciate all of my sponsors so very much. I'm looking for some more sponsors. So if you want to get this message out and help me with that, please, please, please. We'll talk about that in another segment. But please reach out. Reach out to Jose. Reach out to Kat. Taking another quick break. Don't forget to pause and breathe. I'll be back in, what did they say, 2 and 2? But you're with the long bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. Don't go anywhere. We're going to have some fun. Be right back.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Long-Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back, everybody. You're with the Long-Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. We're talking about emotional intelligence. We need to care. We need to care. Why? Because we're losing people because we don't. We're losing people because we don't have the courage to be vulnerable. No courage is without, so I have to be vulnerable to be courageous. And I have to have courage to be vulnerable. Symbiotic. I want to talk just real quick about learning how to plug in encourages courage. Learning how to plug in to ourselves, to others, encourages courage. It's a way to build it. It's not so a fireman running into a building when everybody's running out, it's not that they're not afraid, because it's dangerous. Fear, you've heard me say, it's a construct of our mind. Can it get us going? Yes. Can it do some positive things? For sure, if we allow it to and harness it. But what fear does for most people is just stop them from doing, slow them down, or stop them from doing the things that they should be doing or want to be doing. So we need to manage that fear. We need to find ways to step through that fear, to step through that. Bob Proctor used to talk about a terror barrier. We need to step through that terror barrier. Why? Because all the good things we want are on the other side of that terror barrier, on the other side of that fear. We need to be courageous enough to step through that. But learning how to plug into ourself and to our emotional intelligence encourages courage. Why? Because as I live out of that. So I'm learning to live in and out of our own values. We're learning to step in and live out of what we think our priorities are, what we believe, where our priorities in our life are. But actually doing, I talk about the audacity of doing, the audacity of saying, you know what, I'm scared, I'm afraid, I don't know how, I don't know all the different bits and pieces, I don't know where this is going to go, I don't know if I'm going to get hurt or not hurt, I don't know what's going to happen, this is a new person or this is a something, and I'm going to step through it anyway. I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to reach out anyway. Why? Because that's growth. And the more you do that, the more courage you generate. That muscle inside yourself, you'll get more and more courageous, and then it'll expand. You expand. You learn a little farther. It's like going up a staircase where you want to get to the top because whatever's at the top is what you want, or whatever at the top, you want the view or whatever it is at the top. There's a reason you're going up the staircase, but it's a spiral staircase. And there's a concrete or stone piece in the middle, and the stairs go around that. So you can only see 5, 6, 7 stairs at a time. It doesn't stop you from going up the stairs. You know, you want to see the view at the top. You're on vacation. I want to go up this thing. Why? Because I know there's just an amazing view from the top. Do I have fear about going up? Hey, Betty, thank you so much for being here. Love you. Do I stop? No, even though I can't see all the stairs, it doesn't stop. Why? Because the why is big enough. I'm courageous enough to go, you know what? I need to go to the next stair. I need to go to the next stair. And as you go up the stairs, you can see some more stairs. You go up 6, 7 stairs, you can see some more stairs, and you go up 6, and eventually you end up at the top. But not seeing that takes courage to step into. It takes courage to take the next step. It takes courage to be able to push into the next space, to put ourselves out there intentionally so that we can connect with people. We're plugging into somebody else by plugging into ourselves. And being transparent and vulnerable produces more courage. And the more courage I have, the more I'm willing to be courageous and vulnerable and transparent. And that builds us more courage. And it just keeps going and going. I get more courageous and more courageous and more courageous. I put myself farther out there and farther out there and farther out there. Right? Again, with some real strong, healthy, established boundaries. We can go out as far as we want. We just keep growing. We'll never, ever get to the end. We just keep expanding and growing. But I want to touch just real quick on an idea inside this segment. And I'm going to say this a couple times because this is really important to our mindset. If you're writing this down, and if you don't have a journal, you're not writing stuff down, please, please, for the love of God, write this stuff down. Write this one thing down, because I think if we resonate and meditate and ponder with this, it'll impact us in a huge, huge way in this topic. Vulnerability is a strength in you. Sorry, in others. That should say others. Others. Vulnerability is a strength in other people. We comment and give props to people that are willing to be transparent and vulnerable. True? We look at that in other people and go, oh, vulnerable, that's a strength in other people. That's amazing. Look at you. But a lot of times we see vulnerability as a weakness in ourselves. I want to say that again without the bits and pieces and the bunny trails in the middle of it. Vulnerability is a strength in others, but one that I see as a weakness in myself. We don't give ourselves the props when we're vulnerable. We feel weak. We don't see it as a strength. We feel it as a weakness in ourselves. But we'll compliment other people about their vulnerability. That's a problem. Why? Because it's a disconnect. It's a disconnect. We're giving props to somebody else for something we don't do for ourselves. The weirdest thing happens when I start to give myself props and credit for the being vulnerable with somebody else. No matter what happens, I can do that more for other people now because I've expanded myself. I have more confidence. Why? Because I've looked at myself and gone, you know what? This is awesome. Look what I've done. We need to give ourselves grace. We give it to other people freely. We don't even think about it. We just do it. But we don't give that grace to ourselves. We need to give that grace to ourselves. Why? Partly because we deserve that. We need to have that. But partly because by doing that, it allows us to grow out and expand out. Do you understand that as you grow, you can handle more? As you grow and expand intentionally, your essence grows, your influence grows, your ability to withstand the storm grows. A sapling tree, right? It's a little itty bitty tiny little tree, right? And it's just whipping in the wind. The storm comes, it's whip it. Why? Lots of times it gets ripped out. Why? Because it's not big enough yet. It's not strong enough. It doesn't have the root systems big enough to hold it in place. But as that tree grows, you get this great big massive tree with this great big huge trunk with these massive deep roots. Now, there's a really, really cool song, and I wish I could remember the guy that sings it. If the wind is strong enough, it'll bend steel. If the storm is strong enough, it'll bend the strongest things there are. But that doesn't happen very often. That doesn't happen very often. The deeper we can put our roots in, and how do we do that? We expand ourselves. We intentionally grow. We're putting those roots down. If you know how bamboo grows, they plant it. It looks like nothing's happening. You go back to the field that you planted the next year and there's nothing there. And you go back the next year and there's nothing there. And you go back the next year and it looks like there's nothing there. I planted all this stuff. The field still looks empty. And you go back the next year, it's still empty. And the fifth year you go out, you start to see a little shoot come up. And you're like, oh, there it is, there it is, there it is. And within 6 months, it grows 10, 12 feet. Go. What was it doing for 5 years? When did the growing really start? Did it start as soon as you started to plant it, or did it start 5 years later when you actually saw it come out of the ground? It started as soon as you planted it. Why? Because for 5 years, it was growing roots deep enough and strong enough and far enough down to get the nutrients and water it needed so that it could shoot up, boom, within 6 months, boom, it was right there. But it needed the roots going the other way first. That allowed and facilitated that amazing, amazing growth. You talk about people that are overnight success. It wasn't overnight. I'll guarantee you it was not overnight. Years of practice and trying and putting themselves out there and intentionally growing, putting themselves in a place that having the courage to put themselves out there in a vulnerable way, that they're going to get slapped, they're going to get slapped, they're going to get slapped. And no matter how many times they got slapped, they still got back up. Again, I only have to get back up once more than I get knocked down. And I'm successful. Just once. In small segments, even. It's a 3 second, and I think it's Brent Brown that talks about it, 3 seconds. Because it's the time it takes to make a choice. I don't have to be courageous for hours and hours, seconds at key points of my life. That'll push me forward. When I want to be vulnerable and transparent, when I want to actually put myself out there, when I wake up in the morning and go, hey, I already made the commitment. I got to get my ass out of bed. Let's go. You're not choosing to get up. You already made the commitment. But when in spots where you need to choose, it's a choice. It takes seconds. People go, no, Gord, I need to think of it. No. And I'm not saying we don't ponder, and I'm not saying we don't meditate. What I'm saying is thought takes that long. Prove, you want me to prove it? You have a living room. Basically, we have most of us do, right? You have a space somewhere that you can visualize. Think of a pink elephant in your living room. Boom. Or a better way, try not to think of a pink elephant in your living room. bam, and it's when I say that to people, instantly they start to smile and I go, see that smile? That's you had it instantly. It took nothing. Seconds. We need courage for seconds to push us forward. Seconds to make the choice to get out of bed. Seconds to go, you know what? I'm going to reach out to this person. I'm scared and I don't know what they're going to say, but you know what? I feel compelled to reach out to them. Those are proddings from Papa. And you have no idea what that other person's going through. I've learned the hardest of ways. When people's names pop into my mind, I go, you know what? I don't know why that name popped into my mind, but I need to reach out. And I do. Hey, I was just thinking about you. And you know what? I don't know what's going on for you today, but I love you and I care and I'm here for you. Big, big hugs. And the weirdest thing happens. People will reach out and go, how did you know I needed to talk? I didn't, but Papa did. But that's emotional intelligence. That's emotional quotient. That's saying, you know what? I plugged in and then living out of that peace in myself. I'm living out of that courage. And lots of people do. Lots of people do. I'm saying we need more people to do that. More people need to plug in. I got to take another quick break. I want to do a quick shout out for me. So if any of this resonates with you, if you hear stuff that you go, you know what? I resonate with this. This is stuff I need to hear. I need more of this. You could go back and listen to some of the other episodes. You can reach out to me. I do group coaching. I have group programs for that. I've got customized one-on-one coaching available for everybody. I specialize in entrepreneurial men and men, but I have women client that, so I'll work with anybody. But what I want to put out is that there are ways to deal with all of these different things. If you need someone to, even just accountability, you need someone to hold your feet to the fire because you know, hey, you know what? Sometimes I do, and sometimes I don't have enough. I struggle to hold my own feet to the fire. Sometimes I don't get there. Or I need some ways to increase my and to make my morning and evening routine better or more effective or even have a routine. How do I block my week? I talk to people that go, Gord, I don't have any time at the end of the day to look after myself. And I'm like, why? When you block your week at the beginning of the week, you should block out all the times you want for you and the rest of the times go to anybody else. You block the ones you need for you and your family first and then do the rest. But there's some tools and strategies to do that. Reach out. We also have my colleague, Don Callahan, and I, we have a May event coming. We have a company called Inspired Jewel Productions Canada. We have an event coming for entrepreneurs and for business people in May, the 12th, 13th, and 14th. And it's called the Elite Entrepreneurs Workshop Series. And it's back to the basics. And we're going to teach, it's 2 days, 2.5 days. But it's going to be, people are coming from as far away as South Africa. So this is a monster huge deal. There'll be more than 100 people in that room from all high level entrepreneurs. If you want to rub elbows with a bunch of people, because proximity a lot of times is power. A proximity to greatness can be very powerful and can elevate and lift you in a weekend. Unbelievable. So if you want more information about that, reach out. If I can find a way to put it in the chat, I would. But there's tickets available. There's sponsorship available for that. There's still some things available that way. So reach out if you want help. It's you can reach out at thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. And we're gonna wrap it up on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. We're gonna have some really cool stuff in the next segment and then our call to action. Don't go anywhere. You're with the Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville. That's me on Inspired Choices Network. Be right back. Don't forget to pause and breathe.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville. The Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Thank you for still being here. I appreciate it. We're talking about emotional intelligence. We need to care. Why? Why? Because we're losing people, because we're too afraid to plug in. We're too afraid to be vulnerable and transparent. Our courage to be that way is not there the way it needs to be. And people are choosing suicide over asking for help. It takes courage to ask for help. But asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. And I think in society, and certainly with guys, it's been looked at, asking for help is saying, I don't have, my ego gets bruised because I'm like, oh, I need help. I can't do it on my own. We're not islands. We were designed to need each other. You want to go fast, go by yourself. But if you want to go far, you want longevity, you need other people. We need to find ways to plug into other people. We need to find the strength and the courage to be vulnerable and transparent, absolutely with healthy boundaries, but vulnerable and transparent. We need our emotional intelligence to increase on purpose, intentionally, so that we can be there for the people around us, so we can be there for ourselves. We need connection. A lot of times, and there's lots of people in this world that have trauma, and we could discuss at length, what does that mean? What's trauma? There's so many ways to describe that. There's so many things that can be trauma in ourselves, right? In our lives. It doesn't have to be something massive, you know, a loss of people or car accidents, or it doesn't have to be that kind. A loss of a relationship, loss of a pet. There's lots of things that are trauma. We see as trauma in our lives. Trauma steals our vulnerability. It can, if we let it. Trauma can stop us, right? I had said earlier, sometimes we get gun shy. Why? Because we've had trauma happen in our life. And so now I was put myself out there and I got smacked. I got hurt. And I put myself out there and I got smacked and I got hurt. Well, the next time I'm not going to do, I'm going to be way more shy. I'm not going to step out the same way. And what I'm imploring you to do is that it needs to get out there in a way that allows us to show up for ourselves and others the way we need to. There's a couple books real quick, recommended books this week. Let It Go by David Rahman is a great book, and The Mental Toughness Handbook, because mental toughness is something that we need to develop so that we have those. And that comes from boundaries. That comes from healthy boundaries. We want to be able to do that. We need to be able to do that. Call to action this week is to journal out 5 ways you'll expand your emotional quotient, your emotional intelligence this week, and then send it to me. Let me know what you're intentionally expanding or wanting to expand. What are things you're looking, maybe you haven't expanded it yet. Maybe you're trying to expand it. Maybe you need to, but the awareness around that, which interestingly enough, next week's show, Friday, same time, same wonderful place, is emotional intelligence awareness. And that's part 3. That's next week. Join me, bring a friend. Don't forget to bring your journal. Make it another great week. Please know I love you. Massive big hugs. Live abundantly and with intention this week. Show up for yourself. Be courageous, vulnerable, transparent. Show up for other people the way you show up for yourself. I love you. Big hugs. Make it another great week.
Thank you for tuning into the Long Bearded Guy Show. You are appreciated and loved. Gordon D. Melville returns Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on the InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, make it another great week, leading with love, powerfully designing, crafting, and living out your positively impactful legacy life you were created for. Big hugs!